The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
When Donald Trump became president-elect on November 8th, the outcome was a surprise to many Americans. Now, some students at the University of Virginia who supported Hillary Clinton are trying to come to terms with what happened, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
This is a story by Derek Quizone. He's a reporter with the Daily Progress in Charlottesville, about the reaction of students at UVA, where on the two precincts on campus, three out of four UVA students voted for Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump got fewer than 15% of the vote. So those that sided with Clinton are apparently having a hard time, some of them, accepting the fact of the election. And the student council wrote a letter to faculty asking for the faculty to please be sensitive to those who are struggling or scared from the results of the election.
Does the letter make any specific requests?
The letter said that it does not mention Trump by name. It says, quote, immigrants, LGBT people, those with disabilities, women, anyone who has felt disparaged by the language of this election may need some time to deal with this. They're not asking for exams to be canceled, midterms to be examples, but they're just asking for teachers to be aware that some students are having difficulty with this.
Any comment from the university?
For her part, Teresa Sullivan, the president, told students to keep their faith in democracy. She says, our faith in democracy has sustained us for our country for more than two centuries and will continue to do in the centuries ahead.
In our next story, the federal government is changing the way it assesses flood risk. And David, that is of particular interest in Norfolk.
Right. This is a story by Alicia Sollers, a reporter with the Virginian Pilot in Norfolk. It's about a process that's been going on for quite some time. The federal emergency management people have been rewriting the flood maps in Norfolk. And of course, Norfolk, is, as everyone knows, is kind of on the forefront of the debate on climate change. They have a combined problem of land subsistence. The land is shrinking and the seas are rising a little bit.
Now, David, we're accustomed to hearing terms like 100-year flood, but we won't be hearing that anymore. What will we be hearing?
These flood maps are kind of doing away with the old 100-year flood idea and coming up with a whole nother area of hazard areas that didn't exist before. And so property owners need to be aware in Norfolk if their property falls into this and to get some flood insurance. The story points out there's going to be about 400 parcels added to the highest risk category. These are areas that in a bad storm might be subject to 3-foot or higher waves. And the properties within these flood zones, the cost to insure them is going to be perhaps as much as $4,000 a year.
According to the story, Norfolk has to agree to these new maps in order for the city to continue to participate in the federal flood insurance program, and they're holding public hearings right now.
And the city council will have to act on these maps by February the 17th. There was a recent storm in Hampton Roads. Hurricane Matthew flooded some areas that had never been flooded before.
Hence the new maps and the effort to encourage people to be aware of their coverage. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.